We're learning Shiurim of Rav Matl Zilbis, the Shina Rebbe Schus, Zolgazon Zayn, on Mesil Shasharim. Hakdom is the Teres of Al Sham. We've been learning for the past few weeks before Yontiv. It's very, very clear and very simple, very, very important. We're trying to understand how Bechlal, people like ourselves, can approach, how we can approach Teres of Al Sham. And that our entire avoda in learning Sifrei Chassidus is to make ourselves into kelim that can be makabel the or, this unbelievable or that the Baal Shem, the Talmid Baal Shem, brought into the world, which, as we learned last week, Zbechlal was not lefi the normal mahalach of Yeridus Adairus and Hiskatnus Adairus. Something different happened. Like what happened with Rabbi Shimon and the Ariya Kodesh, it was a gilui of Or, and one needs to understand what the Chiddush was before going into the Torah of the Talmid Baal Shem and the Pratim of these Torahs. We need to understand what happened. Therefore, we saw such an unusual thing at the end last week. We saw how Yismach Moshe's son-in-law was able to say that despite the greatness of his father-in-law, despite that he was a Goyin HaKadosh, with all of that, he was able to say on Yismach Moshe that he's not one of us. He's not one of us because he wasn't raised in that light, in that aura of Teres of Baal Shem. And with all of his greatness, his understanding came later in life. And therefore, the Ari Debar Eloi, his son-in-law, was able to say, Me hadvar mishalonu, any day klum, to say such a strong lashon, Me hadvar mishalonu. And we have to realize that people like us, nobody's like us, that because we're living at the end of time, the last few minutes before Mashiach comes, that even though we weren't raised in this light, but it's Hashgacha Pratis, that people like us can have an understanding of Dvarim Ha'elu, of these things, of these matters. But we have to have the right approach. We have to learn carefully. On page 4, Yurchas, it's easier to follow the English numbers, the regular numbers, because it's going to switch to different shiurim. So, page 4, the left-hand column, it says, Ubocha ha'niku b'shem bocha chassidi. Page 4, or Yurchas, Ubocha ha'niku b'shem bocha chassidi tzarech l'das, mazla yisemereshu mishtarech l'derech ha'chassidis. Remember that Rav Matl was giving this shiurim to Bachram, to chassidish of Bachram. And he was saying that somebody who wants to look at himself, who sees himself as a chassidish of Bacha, needs to understand what does it mean that he's mishtach l'der ha-chassidus. And even those of us who don't consider ourselves chassidish Bacha or chassidish Avreichem, what does it mean to be mishtach l'der ha-chassidus? What does it mean to have a kesher to der ha-chassidus? As we learned from the very beginning, it's not a certain kind of shita or hashkafa. What does it mean to be mishtayach to derech hachsidus? That's our avoda, to have a kesher to the Baal Shem Tov, to have a kesher to teres hachsidus. Kila davenenu harei min hamut laharuch latar ech nirim hayoyim bachram rabim hamuchunim mishayim bocha chassidi. He says it's, unfortunately we don't have to really spend much time, waste much time to describe nowadays what's bechlal, the whole inyan of a chassidish bacha, but mem is bate is called chassidusam, and how is the chassidus now manifested? How is the chassidus of a chassidish person seen these days? What's the real difference between a chassidish bacha and somebody who's not a chassidish bacha? So could you say that the difference is, well, if he's not a chassid, he doesn't go to the mikveh, chassidim go to the mikveh. And just because this bacha goes to the mikveh every day, So he spends 20 minutes a day showering himself. He rinses and washes more and more. And then he smears himself with all kinds of good soaps and all kinds of deodorants because he goes to the mikveh every day. So that makes him to chassid shabacher because he washes more frequently. That makes him to chassid shabacher. He goes to the mikveh, puts on more shampoo, conditioner, is careful to make his pace very, very nice. That makes the person to a chassid. A bakash zeh she'en a chassid ain lepeis aruchais. But the difference is because somebody who's not a chassid doesn't have long payas. And the chassid shabacher, since he has such beautiful long pace, he has to spend a half hour a day making sure that they're properly groomed, curled, greased, whatever else, waxed, whatever else he does with them, and that makes you into chassid shabacher. So the boy is the misnag de shabacher, doesn't spend a half hour in front of the mirror worrying about his hair, and you're spending a half hour in front of the thing or without the mirror making all kinds of games with your payas. That makes you into chassid shabacher because you have long payas. All of this, that you have to spend so much time in the shower and in the mikveh and with all different kinds of shampoos and deodorants and all different kinds of oils to fix your payas up, that makes you the chassid shabacher. That's what the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh was mechadosh in the world. That's why the neshama of the Baal Shem Tov came to the world. All the different minhagim, as holy as they are, for that reason the Baal Shem Tov came to the world. For this one to wear a wide gartel, this one to wear a narrow gartel, this one to wear this cuff, a biba hit, and this one to wear high, this one to wear low, this one to wear the brim up, the brim down. Mitcheles, ontcheles, all of these are, all of this, because the Baal Shem Tov had to come to the world because of these things. It's a galacht, I mean, it's a joke. A lot of chassidus became altogether a joke. It's not so good to be ma'aruch in this inyan. Nowadays there are chassid shabachim that in the old days a misnag de shabachim was a much bigger chassid. A misnagid years ago was a bigger chassid than the chassidim of now. And he had much more of a tam and much more of a chias in his Yiddishkeit than chassid shabachim of our days. V'achad yikarim shal zeh hachof yisliyaz bachar chassidu sheyikne harochen nechoyin letzadik emes. Therefore, it's so important to have this hakdama to chassidus, that one of the yikarim, one of the most basic fundamental things that's necessary for anyone who wants to have a shaykhis to chassidus, b'emes, to be a chassid, is to acquire a haracha nechayna, to understand and to evaluate as much as we can the tzaddika emes, b'chol ha'islavus v'islatus adrush, with all of the islavus, all of the fire and all of the chias of what chassidus originally was and what the Baal Shem Tov brought to the world. Not a matter of wardrobes and other things like that. We have to understand, what does it mean, Talmidei Baal Shem Tov? Ech misarpem sipo shel tzaddik. How to tell the story of tzaddikim. How do we tell the story of a tzaddik? And what state of yira, of awe, does a person have to be in when he's sitting and learning chassidus sefer? To know who we're talking about. Who wrote this sefer? Tonight is the yahrzeit of the Mori Naim, Schusa Yilayna. It's the Mori Naim. I remember, must be around 32, 33 years ago, I was learning in the afternoon in the Koilel from a Chanchim. And there were some old Jews that were also coming there to learn. There was a table that was learning Daf Yomi. And we had also some of the older men that were learning together with us, that we were learning in Masech the Be'in. There were old Jews there. And there was an old Litvak. An old Litvak who had all of the sharpness and the nobility and a little bit of the bitterness of that world. And it was once, it was Hanukkah, and we were getting ready to go light candles, and he was telling us some things in the past, because he remembered Rav Chaim Brisker. This is somebody who saw Rav Chaim Brisker. He told us how he remembered it. He remembered when Rav Shneur Kotler was a baby and Rav Aaron Kotler was throwing him up in the air. I mean, he was an old person, an old Litvish Yid. And he told us that around 20 years earlier, his eyesight was getting worse and worse until he lost his eyesight completely. And his wife came from a Chassidish background, and the wife was begging him to go to the Satmar Rebbe, Sukhson, to go to see the Satmar Rebbe. Now, he's a true Misnagid from the old style. And he says, I don't know, I don't need to go to any rabbis, and there's nothing to do. He went to doctors, and this doctor, that doctor. He told us this himself. He said he was totally blind. And finally, the wife said, what does it bother you? The Satmar Rebbe, you're asking him, he's a big Talmud Chacham, so why can't you go talk to him and learn him? Go talk to the Satmar Rebbe, what's the matter? So for that, he was asking to go. Not because of any Maiksim or anything like that, but for brachas, but the Satmar Rebbe is a big Talmud Chacham, so talk to him. So he told the Satmar Rebbe, and the Satmar Rebbe told him that he has to learn Mor Einayim. He has to learn Mor Einayim from the Holy Chernobyl. That Mor Einayim is a school to bring back the light to one's eyes. So he told us this. He said that he went and he found somebody who would learn with him Mor Einayim. He saw that the Satmar Rebbe was a huge Talmud Chacham, and he had derech eretz for that, and he sat down with some chassidish fellow who spent a few weeks learning with him every day, a half hour, 45 minutes of Mor Einayim. He told us this mice. His eyesight came back to him. The doctors didn't know how to explain, nobody knew how to explain, his eyesight came back to him. And he told us this mice. The Samarov told him to learn the Sefer Mor Einayim. So I asked him, Rebellion, his name is Rebellion. I said, Rebellion, so do you learn Mor Einayim? He says, no, I don't learn Mor Einayim. I'm not a chassid, but I learned my enough. That's a real misnagid. I had derech eretz for that. he saw that imamish, he was blind, and the Mor Einayim gave him back his eyesight. He told us this. So you'd think that he would become like the biggest chassid, right? And he would continue. Nowadays, this would make a person to a chassid, but he was a real misnagid, and he said, no, it worked. The Rebbe gave me an eitz. I appreciate it. No, it's not my union to learn Mor Einayim. I don't learn Mor Einayim. We have a musig, what it say for Mor Einayim. These parashiyos Mor Einayim, especially you see a lot of times by the Svarim HaKadoshim, when it comes out by the yartzeit of the tzaddik, the Torahs are different than the Torahs of the rest of the sefer. What does it mean to tell a story of a tzaddik, and to have a Mor, and you're sitting and learning a chassidish sefer? But by learning the Mor Einayim, a person is able to have back the light of his eyes. How do you sit by a Kedushas Levi, a Noam Eli Melech? What does it mean to get ready for a Shabbos, a Yontif? Everybody here, I'm sure, knows what that feels like, to go to a mikvah on Erev Shabbos and then to sit down with the Kedushas Levi, and there's nothing else in the world, and you have no telephones, no nothing, and you sit down after the mikvah, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif with Kedushas Levi, with the Ber Maim Chaim, what that means. There are no words for such a thing. There's no words for that. L'das eiza oiriz kedosh is echnisu at tzaddikim esefeim kedoshim, to have a musik of what or that tzaddikim infused into their svarim, how much or they put into their svarim. Page 5. V'hein omnam shebevada ein tzarech tomer lahargish rig sheis oiriz vislavus. That doesn't mean that we're able to always feel these emotions of his structures, of his righteousness, spirals, and his love. We can't always feel that way. So sometimes you sit down on an Erev Shabbos and you'll open up a Noam Eli Melech, and it doesn't change how you feel. But that's part of the Hester of this generation. She's kama v'kama pomim shahalev otum. There's so many times that the heart is simply shut. I remember I saw in a sefer that there was a yid that got stuck in communist Russia, a Chabadsky, a Lubavitch that got stuck in communist Russia. And he was a chassid of the Rebbe Rashab, of the Rebbe of Shalom Bear from Lubavitch. And he got stuck. He couldn't get out of Russia. Till finally, many, many, many years later, like in the 70s, whatever it is, when the whole thing fell. So later on, so he came out, and he went to Crown Heights, and he came there to see the Lubavitch Rebbe, who was a friend of his when they were children. They were childhood friends. And Lubavitch Rebbe remembered him, says in the Sefer that he asked them something that they were talking about and learning before they were separated, which was like 75 years before. And Lubavitch Rebbe asked him, what held you? How did you manage to stay a Yid? Not just a Yid, a Chassidish Yid, for all of those years under communism, which we can't understand what that was like. How did you manage to stay that way? He stayed all the years. So he said, a vart from the Rebbe Rashab. There was a vart that he heard from the Rebbe Rashab. And that vart kept him going for 75 years. You and I can't, a vart doesn't hold us for 75 minutes, maybe 75 seconds. You say it's a good vart, and by the time Shabbos is over, you don't remember it anymore. By the old Hasidim, they were able to take a vart. One, he took one vart from the Rebbe Rashab, and for 70 years, by communism, in jail, out of jail, in jail, out of jail, that was Mechazik. That vart from the Rebbe Rashab. What it meant, Malgat Zeit, Ayid, Achosid, Achsidish Ayid, his kashis, to Divrei Elokim Chaim, to Teres HaBaal Shem. Not to say something fancy over to impress people by a Shever Brachas, or say something that sounds like it's mystical and mysterious. It's the whole chias of a person. So we can't always feel this. We're living in a time b'chalal of terrible hastapanim, and the heart is very shut and very dull. Sometimes you don't feel anything. We have to know that shouldn't cause us to be alarmed. Also takes time. You have to go over and over until you start to feel an R, and it has to come with a mikveh, and it has to come with quiet. To come into Shabbos with the Kedushas Levi, with the Naim Alei Melcha, Marei Naim, a piece of Likutei Torah from the Baal HaTanya, what it means to come into a Rosh Hashanah, a Yontif for Likutei Torah. V'im HaZman, Oizer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, over time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens the person's heart and opens the person's eyes. U'maschilim lahagish Yosef, Yosef, he feel more and more and more. La'yidei shekoivim atzman b'kviyas tekifa, v'im mispalim yishum davah. Not to be nispal, if you can go weeks or months not feeling anything, but to keep it up and to be kriveya and to make it a kriyas, and not to make any cheshbonis. How come I am feeling? How come I'm not feeling? I should feel more. I should feel. Shouldn't feel. Not to make any of these cheshbonis. In the sof shel davar, in the end, abol atar mesayin aisa. If you want to be matar yourself, Hashem Zbach will help you. And there will be times, there will be moments that Hashem Baruch will open up Shemaim, and you'll be able to taste that Ur of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, and to have a tremendous, tremendous Aliyah at that time. The Kodem called David Tzarech Ladash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hinchil V'Nosmon U'Nachlu Nizgav V'Matan Gedol. Before you even begin to learn this way, to learn the Svarim of the Talmud Baal Shem, you have to first believe. You have to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this great exalted gift. We have to grab on to and connect ourselves, attach ourselves to this Or. And to appreciate who were the Talmidei as much as we can. Who were these people? And to be machshiv them. If you're not machshiv, if you're not machshiv them kiroi, then you can't be makabel the or. If you think it's just another sefer, it's another, all svarim are holy, but if you think it's another mechaber, and he's coming to say over something interesting, or he's saying over some sharp, beautiful vart, and you're not machshiv the kedusha of that tzaddik kiroi, then you're not a kli to makabel the or of that tzaddik. To begin to understand what was the world that they lived in, what kind of a world of nister did they live in? The Ramchal, who before the Baal Shem, in that generation before the Baal Shem, the Ramchal, who himself lived in a very, very mysterious world with his Talmidim, with his Chaverim, who in this section of Mrs. Shum describes what it means to live a life of Kedusha, that a Jew can reach a level where his nefesh, with nafshim is haleches ben hamuskolos amitia is bahavis abari of Yeroso, with the nefesh of a Jew is able to dwell amongst the malachim, among the muskolos, and to be in such a high level. Bahavis abari of Yeroso, shahim is burning the muskolos of bechokma sisri atayra, who are gazing deeply into the secrets of Torah, maisi bereishis. Where a human being is able to be miskadis with the Kedusha Samishkan, to be a walking Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Ramchal is talking about here in Mesil Shoshan. To be a human being who becomes a ma'on, who becomes a kli for the Shechina, for the Or, that he becomes himself a Beis HaMikdash. That's what Ramchal was talking about. And these are the kind of people we're discussing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a gift that there was such a time, it wasn't so long ago, 200 years ago, that this was open for everybody to see. Begilui Gadol. Now we're just going through the next two paragraphs, because the Ramata was talking about this was Purim time, but it's Kedai just to see it's already Atat Chanukah, it's Purim, so a little bit just Adaliyada Ubamdeinu Keis Lefnei Yimei Purim Hini Purim Achein Hazman Mesugal Azeh. He says that Purim is especially a time that's Mesugal to think about what we're learning now. Demis is it's Chanukah and Purim, the Yom Tovim of the winter, that is mesugal, the amtayvim of choshech, of darkness, that it's mesugal to understand what we're learning now. Shezo shenikra Megillas Esther. The Moraynaim talks about them. That's why it's called Megillas Esther, which of course means shemegalim es ha'oitzveis ha'nistarim shakla Yisrael. That in Purim there's a special karech that we have, tibim megalit, to uncover, to reveal that which is nister, that which is hidden. Tima magalas oitzreis hanistorim shaklaisel, the hidden treasures of klaisel, we can open up. We can be magala on Purim. That's why on the outside there's a disguise. Whenever there's a disguise on the outside, like somebody comes to your door and they're dressed up for Purim, so when you look on the outside, you don't know who the person is. The person is dressed up like something else, so you don't know who the person is. So Nimela, that forces you to try to be Megala what's Nisda. You have to try to understand what's underneath here. What is it that I don't see? What is it that I don't see? The whole Indian Purim is Adaloyada, means to come to that Madrega of Adaloyada. Adaloyada means that which I don't, which I normally I'm stuck in the world of Das. And Das means I am able to understand things according to my intellectual capabilities, according to my understanding. That's the normal hanhaga of the entire year. The entire year, das is the most choshuva karech a person has is das. When it comes to Purim, there's a gili of a madrega that's called adelo yada. That doesn't mean they don't know anything. It means to bring oneself to a place where he's able to know on a level that's higher than das, where you're able to see past the mask, past the disguise, what's beneath the disguise. Therefore, the fact that the Megillas Esther doesn't say the Shem Havaya Baruch Hu, that we don't have the Shem Hashem in Megillas Esther. Rav Hutna Zichron Levrach and Pachi Yitzchak uses a marshal of how a person who la'alein was a saginar, a person who's blind. Most people who are blind have an uncanny ability to hear. Because since the ma'or ha'inayim, the light of the eyes, is missing, that forces the saginoha, the blind person, to pour all of his kaiches. It happens naturally. But to pour all of his kaiches into hearing. Akadekach, there are people who are blind who are able to hear an insect crawling in the next room. Akadekach. These things have been tested, have been seen. There's such a thing. That the koyach of shmiya becomes very, very, very finely developed. So Futner explains that the whole inyan of Purim, of course, is estem natar minayin anoichi haster aster panem b'yomahu. It's haster panem. It's the yontif of Golos. It's a time of concealment, of covering. And Rav Futner explains that during that time when we couldn't see things, begilui, in a way that's clear, we began to listen. We began to develop a way, a sense of hearing, of listening. It's the whole histalsus of Torah Shabbal Peh, Toshma, of being able to hear when you can't see. So Purim is a time where the kaiches to penetrate, to reach beyond that which is normally, which is the normal, within the normal reach of the kayach of seichel, of das, that kayach is especially available, accessible by the time of Purim. And that's the whole meaning of Ad L'Yada. Doesn't mean till you become a shaita. It means till the normal way that you look at things, the normal way that you understand things, which is cold and calculating, which causes you to become stuck in the way of intellectual understanding, but that normal mahalach is bottle to pnimiyus, to the side. Mishenechnes yayin, yetzei side. Yayin is the gematria side. Mishenechnes yayin, yetzei side. Chai vinish l'desumi b'pura ad l'yada. Ben ar ha'm l'baruch mordechai, it's not the time to go into that now, to the point that a person is able to see that even when it looks like ar ha'man, Bam is, it's Baruch Mordechai. When everything around you looks like it's Arahaman, an Ish Neshaman, Ish Pnimi, someone who's not stuck in Das of the Nefesh Bahamas, but is able to look at things in a deeper way, who's able to hear the sound of a Kadosh Baruch Hu when it's not written Beferish in front of your eyes, that's why it doesn't say the Shem Hashem in the Megillah, that person is able to see that everything is Elokus. Everything is Hashem. Everything is Elokus. Ad L'Yada ben Arahaman and Baruch Mordechai. There are days in life that are Arahaman dik and there are days that are Baruch Mordechai dik. But for the person who's an Ish Pnimi, an Ish Soid, who's a person of Purim, it's Ad L'Yada. He comes to a Madrega of Ad L'Yada. Menela, it's an Afkimna, Arahaman Baruch Mordechai. There's an Afkimna to him. Everything is Elokus. So all the outside, what about what you see in your life? It's all Levushim, it's all disguises, it's all Purim. That's the Kayach of Purim. Legalus is anister. Sha'af b'der klal einem is galim kol kach. Even though normally the siders are not mezgalim, are not the secrets are not so easily revealed, and you feel that within yourself, that the things that you would say on Purim and things that a person can do on Purim and even Torah that a person can understand on Purim that normally during the rest of the year he's not able to be masig, he's not able to connect to, but on Purim he's able to connect to, he's able to see, he's even a part of his personality that's normally concealed and that's normally hidden. It's a time of Gilui Hasoid. Of Yezman Shabayachayim Liskais Lifal B'Shamayim She is Galu Pan Madregis Eilu V'Sheyu Yichayim L'Kabel Eza Achizu Tfisa Baris Eilu. Purim is a time where the iris, where the lights that you normally can't find, that you're normally not able to access, but Purim you could reach. Purim Uzman Shekol HaPayshet Yad Naisnim Loi. The Mela, it's a Din in Shulchan Aruch that on Purim we're not allowed to make all kinds of investigations. If a poor person comes to you, it's called a Peshit Yad Naistam Lai. If somebody puts out his hand, Naistam Lai. That means, of course, on a much deeper level. Called a Peshit Yad doesn't mean just for money, for a handout in Gashmias. It means called a Peshit Yad if you reach out your hand to be Makabal Ruchnias. To be Makabal something in Ruchnias, called a Peshit Yad Naistam Lai. From Shemayim, they give it to you on Purim. The davening of Purim is the most unbelievably powerful davening of the year. It's one of the reasons why the Swam said that people get so, they get drunk, so they're not able to daven. So, because if they would stay sober and they would daven, they would be able to bring down all kinds of things. So since they're not holding by such madregas, so they become too they become too drunk to be able to know to daven. So the whole day of Purim passes without proper davening. Because the kayach of tefillah of kol ha'parsha gyad on Purim is unbelievable. Mr. Inyan is on Chanukah too, but now he was talking before Purim. Chanukah is the Hagonas. Chanukah is the Hagonas. The 36 candles are the 36 hours that like Bnei Sosso explains, that we had the Hagonas. Adam Rishon had the Hagonas, the hidden light of creation. What's the hidden light of creation? Teres HaBosha, Pinyas HaTar, the Ur. That's Chanukah. So these Davke, these Yom Tovim of the winter, the Yom Tovim of the winter of Choshech, Davke, in these Yom Tovim, because they're dark, so it forces a person to like when you're in a dark place, you have to squint your eyes to try to see things because you can't see. So you have to look. You have to try to find something. Like Rabbi Nachman talks about that. So the Yom Tovim of the darkness, the Yom Tovim of the winter, are Yom Tovim of sight. Those who are connected to sight know that when it comes to Chanukah and Purim, those are the biggest Yom Tovim of sight. Those are the biggest Yom Tovim when it comes to Pnimius HaTorah and the Svarma Kedoshim is Chanukah and Purim. More than you see by Pesach and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Shavuos, Chanukah and Purim are the Yom Tovim of sight. Tu B'Shvat and Tu B'Av. Chanukah and Purim are the biggest Yom Tovim of sight. And if Tachim Elo Hashem and Nistarim Shaleim Nemer B'Mistarim Tivkanashi, you remember we were learning last week. The Gemara says there in Chagiga that Hashem has a place that's called Mistarim. He's crying there because all of the Ur of the Beis Hamikdash is hidden now, and all of the Iris of Pnimius HaTorah are hidden. Ad kedei kach that the Chayin and the Chashivas is by the Goyim. That it looks Kiilu like they understand their Chochmas, and that their Chochmas, their Da'as of the Sitra Achra of the other side, is more beautiful and deeper than what we have. So Hashem is crying in that place that's called Mistarim. Chanukah and Purim, the Mistarim, that hidden place of Hashem, we can get into that hidden place, into the Mistarim. More than any other time of the year when it comes to Chanukah and Purim, it's possible to get into the Mistarim. A person who wants can get in on Chanukah and Purim to the Mistarim. Balzer Mechazal. And that's what the Gemara says. The Mishnah within the Gemara, the end of Tanis. Geshem Mishnichnes Av Mematim B'Simcha. The same way that when the month of Av comes in, we decrease the Simcha. Kach Mishnichnes Adam Marbim B'Simcha. Mishnichnes Adam Marbim B'Simcha. Haim. Shekamoy Shebuchurim Beis Hamikdash Gonzu Es Kol Ha'Iray Sa'Elu. That just like we learned last week, that when it came to the Churim Beis Hamikdash, all of the iris of the Beis Hamikdash were put into Geniza, were hidden. So the regular Jews are no longer able to see these iris. Remember what we learned, that at the time of the Beis Hamikdash, even simple regular Jews were able to see what it means, a Navi, an Urim V'Tumim V'Chulu. And it, with the Churim Beis Hamikdash, was the Ikka Churim. All of these iris were put into Geniza, all of these iris were hidden. Therefore, Kishem Mishnechnes Av Mematim Mesimcha, Kach Mishnechnes Adar Mar Mesimcha. And Shkamoshe Bechum Beis Hamikdash Gonzu was Kol Ha'Iris Ha'Elu Mehay Taima Mematim Mesimcha. The reason that the month of Av brings in such sadness is because of the B'Mistarim Tivkanashi, because the Iris of Pnimius HaTorah, the Argonis of creation, the light of the Baal Shem Tov, the light of Mashiach Tzidkenu, was hidden. The Churban Beis Hamikdash became hidden, and therefore, Kishem she Mishenichnas of Mematim B'Simcha, Mishenichnas Adar Marv B'Simcha, because Mishenichnas Adar is the opposite of that. Is the Gilui Hasaidus. So, my time Mematim B'Simcha begins at Bechiyah Shokadosh Baruch Hu. K'mayim Rakosu B'Mistarim Tivkanavshi. That's the month of Av. Hine Kichein Mishenichnas Adar Marv B'Simcha, Mishenichnas Adar Marv B'Simcha. Which other itself means, again, it's the Morinayim. Other itself means Aleph Dar. That Aleph is Aluf Shel Olam. The master of the world, Dar, lives. Meaning that even though normally one can't see the Elokus, because Adar also is a lashon of Adaris, which means a heavy, thick covering, a robe, like Adaris Eliyahu. Even though you normally can't see, But the v'nahapaychu of the month of Adar is v'nahapaychu ashil yisrael to ayudim heima b'sayneim. The biggest sayneim of a Jew is chitzonius. Do you understand what I'm saying? The biggest enemy of a Jew is superficiality. Is the outside. Is the aderis. Is the heavy cloak that conceals the truth. Mishenichnas Adar, which the Sfasema says, Mishenichnas means when the koich of Adar enters into a Jew, Mishenichnas Adar, when the koich of Adar enters into the person, deep into the person, then he's able to see beyond the covering, beyond the cloak, that it's Aleph Dar, Alufu Shalom Hashem Dar, lives here in this moment, in this experience. Aleph Dar, Alufu Shalom is Dar. That's the whole inyan of an ahafaychu. Ashi Yishla to Ayyudim Heima B'Seinei. The biggest sayne, the biggest enemy is shallowness and superficiality, to only see what's on the outside. That's the whole Tisha B'Av, that's the whole Chum Beis HaMikdash. The v'nahafaychu of Ashi Yishla to Ayyudim Heima B'Seineiim is to be able to see underneath the disguise. And to see that Alufu Shel Olam is Dar beneath the Aderis, the Aderis of the hardest time, because Adar is the final month. And this year we have an Ibiyah. Mitzvah, when we come closer to that, we'll talk more about it. When it's a leap year, there's a 13th month. It's Choshech Mechushech Mamash. The whole of the Nahafaychu means that Dafkin and Ibiyah, we can come to higher Madregas of the Chaparis Pasha, the Madregas that we could reach by a leap year, higher Madregas than any other year, when it comes to a leap year. That goes back to the Shalak Kodesh, and what happened with the Miut Or HaLavana, and so on. We'll talk more about it. But the Koyach of Purim, the Gili of the Iris, Dafke at that time of the year, Chanukah of Purim, it's Mar B'Simcha, Chiozim is Galim Lan HaIris Ha'elu. That's the deeper meaning of Megillas Esther. And since the whole Avelus of Knesset Yisrael is losing our connection to this deep light, to these Oiris, that's our Avelus. Churbes HaMikdash, and the loss of this light, then we understand that there's no Simcha like the Simcha of Purim, which is the Gili HaOiris, Chanukah and Purim, which is the Gili HaOr. When the Megillas Esther, Shem Esgalim HaOiris Agnuzim VaNistarim, when the Oiris Agnuzim VaNistarim are revealed, Abavadei She'ein Zechas Hashem Stam Zman Shebilu Hazman VaHelulus. Just a little bit more Purim. That Abavadei, it's not Stam a time, Bilu Hazman VaHelulus to Narishkeit and to carry on and to Purim became Purim. She says, Mama Shehepach Me Hamekuvin Sheyam Meilu. Which is the opposite of what's the makuvan of these days, to come to the giluyim of that or, and instead it becomes a bigger choshech, a bigger narishkeit, more emptiness, more shallowness, and more superficiality. That's what became of Purim. You can see by the fancier the shalach manis, the more the shidchiyus. What became now, shalach manis became such a... You know what I'm talking about. Shalach manis became some kind of a competition in people. All kinds of things, $100. Anyway, you don't even get much food because it's mostly paper underneath. You know what I'm talking about? They put like eight candies on top, and underneath is all paper, and they charge somebody like $100 for these shalach manis. The bigger the shalach manis, the bigger the rachmanis. It came all in inyan of shidchiyus on the outside. And the louder you see, the louder the gragger also, the louder the noise, the also the... We're not hearing the story anymore. It's just on the outside. The inside is the Shem Hashem. It's the outside. When the Sar Shalom from Belz came to the Chayza the first time, I might have mentioned this to you, I don't remember, but when he came to, nobody knew who the Sar Shalom from Belz was. They didn't know who he was. And he came to the Chayzer, and he walked into Beis Medrash. Nobody even knew who he was. And it was Leil Purim, it was Naif Purim. And the Chayzer said he has to read the Megillah. This young man should read the Megillah. Nobody even knew who he was. So the Sar Shalom from Belz was reading the Megillah the whole time. The Chayzer is like going out of his cable. He's crying and laughing. he's going out of his kelim. So afterwards, somebody, they went over to the Rebbe, they went over to the Chais and said, what was with the, they heard like a regular Megillah laying. You know, he laying the Megillah. So the Chais said, I've heard the story many times, but I never heard anybody tell the way that he told this. I never heard such a story. The way he tells the story, I never heard anybody tell such a story. That's Purim. That's the premise of Purim. Chitzonius is Hav Negilish Rash Rash Rash. Al Harash Anim. Everything's a Rash. Big Sholach Manas. Big Purim Bish. Big Gragas. Big everything big. Except the Kol D'Mamadak is Lo Yishama. Is not heard. That's the Inyan of Purim. Pnimis. Mispah, the Tzaddik in Purim was such Giluyim that normally the rest of the year they were so hidden, they were so covered. And on Purim, you see, even Rabbi Chanavas, on Purim, Rabbi Chanavas would smile. My Rebbe told me that the whole year they never saw Rabbi Chanavas and smile. And Purim, by the Tish, Rabbi Chana would smile. You think Rabbi Chana wasn't besimcha? He had his Inyan, he had his Avaida. But on Purim, that perpetual smile of Rabbi Chana broke through the surface. And it was seen by the whole world. So the rest of the year, you couldn't see Rabbi Chana smile. He was smiling the whole year. But you couldn't see Rabbi Chana smile, only on Purim. The rest of the year, you couldn't see him. He looked like very stern. But on Purim it was Mizgala. He's smiling the whole time. You just can't see such a smile. But on Purim they were able to see. By the Tzaddikim, this is what was Purim. It's not Stam. Zelazman Shiyesh Lavat by Legalis is a Hester. Tim Megala, what's Nister? Legalis is a Kaich is a Nefesh and Nistorm Shiyesh Bodem. On Purim, the whole month of Adar, one can be Megala, the Kaychas HaNefesh and the Storm. The hidden Kaychas HaNefesh, that hidden smile. The Amuna, all the Kaychas HaNefesh that in the Storm the whole year, on Purim can be Megala. Sheesh Bodem V'Lamar Alayim. To understand what's inside of oneself, what's inside of me. U'l'espalo Hadar V'Azah. To daven. The ik is the daven that he golena ufreis chaviv elai sukha shlemecha. He golena to be mezgala, to ask Hashem Baruch Hu to reveal himself from inside. That there should be a gilui of the nefesh. V'yitachin sh'ayidei simchas purim yuchlu be'emes l'kabel ez etfis av achizah b'zeh. Through the simchas purim a person can reach a very, very high level. And there are many, many stories like that. Umahai time on Chazal, Chai Vinish Lavsumi Vapuri. Vyesh Lehistaki Vapurim. Vyesh Lehistaki Vapurim, a shikha, the Nina Shikhus on Purim. To drink, Kikishishoisim Yain, Umistakim, Botla Das, Agashmi, that I was talking about before. That when a person drinks, the drinking is Mavatal, the Das, Agashmi. The Das, Agashmi. The physical das. I mean, the physical das could be talking about a genius. But the das hagashmi. The das hagashmi that needs to have proofs and needs for everything to be explained. The das hagashmi. That's mizbatel, and a person comes to the madrega, can't come to the madrega for ad loyada, which is what we're talking about. These irises, ad loyada, is a das, na loyada, can come to a higher madrega of das. I skip because afterwards he goes more into Purim, and then there's a little bit about the parsha that he was doing. So skip to page 7. You should have just gotten that today. Page 7, you have it? It says Yud Gimel on the bottom. Don't get mixed up. That was a different time he gave it, so it says Yud Gimel. Page 7, it's a continuation. The Mesil Sharm Perkhavov. You have it on the bottom? The Mesil Sharm Perchavav Mamshich Bebiya Midas HaKedusha. So Ramchal continues to explain the Mida of Kedusha. She'in Yonohu, the Ramchal writes, She'yiyah ha'odom dovei kol kach be'leikov, that a person becomes so dovuk, so attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ad shebishum maisa, ashayasal yiparet, that there's nothing that he does that takes him away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything he sees is Elokus. Everything in his life is Elokus. He doesn't move away from Hashem. Ad sheyisalu kol advar magashmim asher yishamshu le'echad mitashmishav, till everything that he uses in the world becomes a tashmish of kedusha. B'meshu mishtamish b'hem, everything is being used for dveikus b'Hashem. Everything in his life is only to come closer to Hashem. From Namze, Behayos, Sichla, Vedaita, Kvum, Tommy, Bigdulos, Yisbarach, Kedusha, this Madrega of Kedusha is when the mind of a person, the Seichel of Das, becomes Kavua, constantly thinking about Godless Hashem. Reimer Musa, Kedusha, Al-Sayin, is Reimer Musa, Kedusha of Hashem. Adshi, Motze, Ke'elu, Ke'elu, who Mishaber, Lamalochim, Kilu is Mishaber to the Malochim, Helyoin, and Mamish. We don't know what any of this means, to be attached to the Malochim. While still being in this world, the Ramchal says you can't take a course to come to this. You have to just work and establish, and then, and only after you've worked on all the Madregas of Zahiris and Zrizis and so on, all the earlier chapters of Mesil Sharm, and you've worked hard on all of those madregas, then there's a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give a person. Going through all of those madregas, then you can receive this gift of Kedusha. If you're missing the earlier madregas, if you're missing the early Madregas, then you're like a Zar or a Baal Mum that's not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. You can't. Then you can't come to the Madrega of Kodesh, of Kedusha. The Ramchal writes, after you've worked hard on all the earlier Madregas of Zahirus and Zrizus and Yiras Chet and so on, and you concentrate and with ahava and yira and think about the greatness of Hashem, slowly but surely you become separated from things of this world. And everything that you do in every movement, you think about matzpuni, the secrets, the hidden secrets of dveikus, is dabgus amiti. Until Hashem pours upon you a ruach from above, till you become like a Beis HaMikdash Kodesh, Hashem pours His Shechin upon you. This is Ramchal himself. And you become like a Malach of Hashem. And even the lowest things that this person has to do, eating and drinking, going to the bathroom and so on, becomes like what? Kikarbonis v'avaydis. Becomes like karbonis and avaydis in Beis HaMikdash. That the way to acquire this comes through the great precious that he talks about, separating oneself from physical things. By iyun ha'otzum b'sisvei ha'ashgacha ha'elyoinu u'matzpuni ha'briya. And so in the Sumira it means separating oneself from inyonim of this world, and the Asay Toib is Iyun Ha'otzum B'Sisrei Hashgacha, Iyun Ha'otzum, tremendous Iyun into the secrets of Hashgacha El Yoina U'Matzpuni HaBriya, the secrets of creation. Now here what Motul explains is that here, even though everybody knows, and we spoke about this the first year, that the Ramchal wrote Mesil Sharm in a way that's nigla, unlike his other Sfarim that's nista. Even Derech Hashem Das Tfunis is nigla, but it's still, there's more there that's nista than in Mesil Sharm. Mesil Sharm is written in such a way that it's Dov HaShol B'Lchon Nefesh for everybody. But here he can't contain himself. Here the Ramchal, there's like a crack in the surface of the Ramchal, and some of the Ur sneaks out from the Ramchal. And Rav Motul explains, "Umedaber kam b'Mesil Sharmi Madrega Gavoya B'Yoyse." The Mesil Sharm is talking here about a very high Madrega. Madrega Sakedusha, the Madrega of Kedusha. Shemisha Zoichel Madrega, Misha Zoichel Madrega Zu Be'emes Nasim Mamish Kamal Hashem. A person who reaches this, who Zoichel this Madrega, becomes like a Malach Hashem. Because Elu Sha'avdu Sha'ovdu as Avaida, the base HaMikdash, on page 8. All of the Kahanim, when they were doing the Avad in the Beis HaMikdash, they were on this Madrega. They were in the Madrega of Kodesh. Zahaya Avaydus HaMikdash. Shabishas Avaydus Hoyim Makavnim Shemus HaKadoshim. That at the time, as we know from the Kisvei Ari and from the Rashash and all the Svam HaKadoshim, that the Kahanim Bavadosim and the Levim B'shim B'zimram, that when they were Isaac in the Avad Beis HaMikdash, they had the Kavanas of all these Shemus HaKadoshim. Vinyonim Gevayim V'yosim, the highest things. Even without the Beis HaMikdash, it's possible, as the Ramchal says over and over, it's possible even in the absence of the Beis HaMikdash for a person to reach this Madrega of Kedusha, where he becomes a Kli for Hashvasa Shechina, like the Beis HaMikdash Mamish. Of Bilvavi Mishkan Evne. To reach such an inyan, of Bilvavi Mishkan Evne. Hashem Zoichlias Kodesh Ba'ilam Hazeh, V'dovuk Belokav B'chol Ma'isav. Dovuk belokav bechol ma'isav. To be dovuk to Hashem in everything He does. Ukvar milasein amur b'shira kaidim. Shema shehizke kan is ingin ha'in ha'otzim b'sisvei hashgoch elyonim ha'spini ha'briya. What Ramchal throws in over here. Not just that you have to engage in precious from this world to separate yourself from chaymer, but you have to pour all your kaiches into what? Into gazing deeply into the secrets of Hashgach El Yoni Matzpuni and the secrets of creation. There's no question, it's obvious that the Ramchal is alluding to, is hinting at the requirement to learn Pnimius HaTorah and Chochmas HaKabbalah. And to be Isaac in Shemus HaKadosh when you reach that level, and Yichudim. That means is that the whole Torah of the Ramchal, including Mrs. Sharm, is built on this side. We come out Rav Svar of him Lahasbir, so this Torah, and most of his Svar, almost all of his Svar, to explain side Kabbalah. Mechol Asef from Mrs. Sharm kimat vehelim inyan zelagamri. In the whole Mrs. Sharm, he almost hid this completely. Ulam Khan, however, over here, this sentence that we learned, Kishabola Varas Madregas Akedusha, when Ramchal is trying to explain what is Kedusha. Kedusha is not just precious from Olam Hazeh. What is Kedusha? Then the Ramchal cannot hold back from saying, "How you can muchrach lahas gives inyan ha'esik ben yonim gevorim in Islam to be Isaac in yonim gevorim in Islam is Sisrei Torah." Shuchela Gadol Madregas Hakedusha. Onam kamuvan shesvichim this royal kach. Obviously, one has to be. The Ramchal is talking about big Madregas, and one has to be royal kach. Umisha Isaac bekach abemis ain't a royal kach. A person is Isaac in these things and is not on that level. He now zekva kosim and says sham kan shayu kazar ubalmum. Then you like a zar or balmum. Shenema by vazar lo yikar. The zar is not allowed to go into this place of the mikdash into kedusha. Kizek klal gadol bekedusha sheinu chayim lalos from adregis sheim yoyisim mikvi erech adam. It's a klal in kedusha. You can't go to levels that are higher than where you're holding. But sichem liyos roy the madregis sheroyt from lechis ba. You have to be roy for the madrega that you're in. Umishahola gavoy midai gavoya ain't a toiv bavur klal v'ikir. It's not good to jump and to skip steps. We'll talk more about that. Because zar hakariv lavet bebeis hamikdash, and you're like a zar who's trying to go into the place of mikdash where you don't belong. Mitzvah Hashem next week will say, as you see, derech achsidus avodas Hashem al pi pnimius haTorah. Ramoto begins to explain how derech avodas Hashem is the derech is a way of avodas Hashem al pi pnimius, and he begins to go into protim in the derech avodas Hashem, specific protim in the derech avodas Hashem, which we see in those protim that those protim show us how the ikka, the whole inyan of avodas Hashem al pi derech avodas Hashem is soid, is pnimius haTorah, is that or of pnimius haTorah. So Mitzvah Hashem will continue next week.